like Thanksgiving dinner. By supper time, everyone shows up. Okay, so let's just go through it nice and slow. Well, first, repeat after me. Wait till I say it. T-ting-a-tim, ready, speak.
T-ting-a-tim.
T-ting-a-tim, ringa, ready, speak.
T-ting-a-tim, ringa.
Listen. T-ting-a-ting, ringa, t-din-na-din-nay, ready, speak.
T-ting-a-tim, ringa, t-din-na-din-nay.
It's the kind of thing, like, if you hesitate at all before, if you feel like you screwed up, you go back, you're dead. Just spit it out. If it comes out, good. Okay? Nice and slow. Let's see if we can really reinforce the parts. One and a two and a ready and piano. I thought I was going to do it. Ready and. Focus on the notes. Two, one and.
On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a teen, ting, a tin, ring, a teen, and not a day. On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell to the tall.
Again, please. Actually, let's do the second verse, just the bass and tenor. Second verse, as you pick up from 23, just the bass and tenor. Bass is you have several. You notice you got this lovely you did. It's kind of going like this. You're not just lined up exactly yet when you should put it down. So let's break it down. This lovely one and.
This lovely youth one day did go with a tea, ting a tin, ring a tea, did not a nay. This lovely youth one day did go to the toe. This youth did go down to the meadow for to mow with a tea, ting a tin, ring a tea, did not a nay. With a tea, ting a tin, ring a tea, did not a nay.
You put the crescendo in. Good. Ladies, third verse, please. Pick up the measure 43. Pick up the measure 43. One and.
Came out a well and planted field with a teen, teen, a tin, ring a teen, and not a nay.
Say in speaking voice, find singing voice. So that's why you kind of got a little bit of look. And try and look a measure ahead at a time. Because that's why some of the notes you might see, they go up and they're going up. Okay, can we go back and do the first verse with everybody, please? On Springfield Mountain, a little faster. Make sure basically you start with the same. On Springfield. On Springfield. Start with a nice good pitch. One, two, ready, and.
On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a tea, sing a tin, ring a teen, and not a nay. On Springfield Mountain.
So bass, make sure. With a tee, ting, a tim, ring, a tee, de, na, de, nay. Tee, de, na, na, tee, none. You're going down. Tee, de, na, de, nay. Right stand, that's A flat. One more time, a little faster. One and two and ready and.
On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a tee, ting, a tim, ring, a tee, de, na, de, nay. On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell.
Sounds of browns and apples, right? Good. Second verse. Basses, not all of you are doing it yet. This lovely youth one day did go with a tee, ting, a tim, ring, a tee, de, na, de, nay. Tee, ting, a tim, ring, a tee, de, na, de. Right in there, some of you are going down too low. Second verse. And apples and browns sounds great. If you can make it sound a little bit more mature. This lovely youth. Is
this lovely youth.
This lovely youth. Make it sound older by just being bigger with it. Not necessarily louder. One and pick up the 23. Pick up 23. One and two and ready and.
This lovely youth one day did go with a teen, ting, a tim, ring, a teen, and not a nay. This lovely youth one day did go to a toy.
States that time, so better than sitting here. Hey, every time you get to the tip of the toe, can you make an accent on it? Love, every time. Lovely you did go, tip of toe. Like it's the end of a section, right? Hey, sopranos are getting better, but top of sixth, third measure, tip of toe, off on two. Some of you are lingering over the toe. Okay, pick up the 43, pick up the 43, pick up the 43. It's the same exact notes, just up a step. One and two, and up a half step. One and two, and ready, and.
He moaned a while, and then did feel with a ting-ting-a-ting, ring-a-ting-a-ting-a-ting. He moaned a while, and then did feel tip-a-toe.
Very nice, everybody. Excellent. Whenever you get basses and tenors to this idea, he mowed a while, just make sure you're doing it just like you're doing it now. More this way. Much more like you're mowed a, like you're, remember the analogy I give about your bows going like this? Everything up to there. Listen, please. Listen, please. Mowed a while, and they. That's what they're doing. Against that, you go, mowed a while, why? It's a different texture. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's a different idea, different musical idea. Can we please go from, pick the 43. Start to listen for the sopranos, because they have the melody. Start to listen for the story. One, and pick the 43. One, two, ready, and.
He mowed a while, and then did feel with a ting-ting-a-ting, ring-a-ting-a-ting-a-ting. He mowed a while, and then did feel tip-a-toe. He mowed a while, a poisonous serpent bites his heel with a ting-ting-a-ting.
Awesome. Really, really nice. Really, really nice. Start thinking about the words more so we always hear the story about this poor kid who got bit by a snake, okay? Hey, remember when at the beginning I was telling you about make sure in a bouncy song you don't make it sound bouncy in the sense that it's, here's what you did. Mowed a while and then did feel a point. It said, mowed a while and then did feel. Get the difference? Don't make the rhythm, shut your voice down this way. Just put the rhythm on top of good singing, okay? Pick up the 43. Then did feel. One and two and ready and.
He mowed a while and then did feel with a ting ting a tin ring a ting a not a thing. He mowed a while and then did feel tip a toe. He mowed a while a poisonous serpent bite his heel with a ting ting a tin ring a ting a not a thing.
At the bottom of page 10, that's your reminder, really look up so you catch me for the retard, for the rallentando, same thing, right? So it gets softer and slower because we're setting up the next page, right? So make sure you look up and are aware that it needs to slow down and get softer. Hey, when you get to that part, you got to double the length of the vowels. Because if you're going, with a blow, and with a blow he laid that serp, you got to, otherwise it's going to be he laid that serpent down. Does that make sense? It's twice as long the note values. So make sure you keep the vowel longer, longer, longer. Can we do one thing real quick and get to page 11? Can we go back to page? Excellent job. It sounds great. More words, more contrast, and then we're going to have this done. Pick up the measure 60, page 9. Can we just do, now you got to have your wits about you here. Everyone's going to do just the part with a T, tin, T. Can we do the sopranos and altos, pick up the 60? One and two and ready and.
Ring a ting, ting a ting, ring a ting a ting, 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 ting. Ring a ting, ting a ting, ring a ting a ting, ting, ting.
tin, T, right? One off, two off, one off, right? So make sure you get off of that. We do the bass and tenor, same thing, pick up the 6D. Accuracy, with a T, tin, T, with a T, tin, T, whatever notes are right, just make sure you pitch it. Make sure you spend 90% of your attention on the right note, okay? As opposed with a T, with, because you don't have a lot of time to fix it. Does that make sense? With a T, tin, T, gotta be right on the pitch right away. One, two, one, and.
With a T, tin, T, with a T, tin, a tin, bring a T to not a day. T, tin, T, with a T, tin, a tin, bring a T to not a day.
Excellent. So just make sure you don't add the extra with.
Yeah.
Right? With a T, tim, T. With a T, tim, a tim, ring a T, and a nay, T. Make sure you don't add the extra with. Okay, everybody please, let's pick up the 60, two, one, and.
With a T, tim, tim, ring a T, with a T, tim, a tim, ring a T, and a nay,
with a T,
tim,
tim, tim, tim,
with a T, tim, a tim, ring a T, and a nay,
and
with a body
blow, everybody. One, and.
And with the blow, we lay that sin and sorrow and woe.
So going on, very nice. So for right now, excellent, everybody. Going on, I skip the O part. I said that in my message, so if you didn't get it, skip the O part for now, sopranos, just sing the lower two notes. We're going to add it later. But for right now, just sing everything else, okay? So this is Timothy died, gave up the ghost. And Timothy, about that tempo, one, two, one, and.
And Timothy died, gave up the ghost.
Stop.
And Timothy
let's do that much again and then we'll go on, okay? top of 11, pick up measure 74. Same thing, basses. Make sure the first note is really pitched. Can I have a G, please? And Tim, the first note is always kind of bleh. And Timothy died, gave up. Two, ready, everyone.
And Timothy died, gave up the ghost.
One.
Timothy died, gave up the ghost to atone.
One and two.
And Timothy died, gave up the ghost, and off to heaven he did go.
Turn the page, got the words. Notice it says tempo one. One and two.
With a tea, tea, a tea, bring a tea, I may.
One and two. Sopranos, you can cut out that middle note. Altos, you can cut out the middle note, but tenors have it on the last two notes of the piece. Okay? Tenors have it, so just sing the lower and the upper, okay? Put it away, please. Arise, my love. You need these two pieces of paper that I sent you. Who needs this one? It's either printed it out or grab one now. Who needs this? Hi, how are you? Anybody else? Anybody else need it? Oh, shoot, wrong one. The Arise My Love one. You'll need that one too, so it doesn't matter. Got it. Anyone else Arise My Love?
Yeah, one more.
Yep. Okay, so I want to preface this. I want to preface this by saying, like, I don't think anyone comes here for a music theory class. You want to sing and stuff. So I don't really want to get bogged down in this. But I do want to give you. Whenever I say you need to count, Michelle always rings in my ear like. Some folks don't know what that means. So I want to give you like at least a little bit of an understanding of what I mean. So if you can go to the handout, page 13. When you're teaching somebody about rhythm, a 9-8-6-8 piece is not the easiest thing to start with. So I didn't write in the full counts like I did for the pastor. I just wrote to you, I wrote in where the big beats are. So Emma is going to play for measure 76. And I want, and I'm gonna count 1, 2, 3. You just gotta listen. But hopefully, in your body, someplace, you're feeling the beat. Hopefully, when she's playing, we play Emma already. In my body, I'm feeling. You feel that? That's the beat. Okay, so my definition of music has always been, music is the organization of sound and silence in order to convey meaning. Now, does music really convey meaning, or do we just associate meaning to it? That's the philosophical debate. But basically, we're organizing sound and silence in patterns that will give across a meaning, convey a meaning. Okay, how do we organize it? By time. By time. Some notes are longer, some notes are shorter. Okay, and we also organize it by pitch, high, low, and some other things. So when we get this again on page 13, I just want you to start tapping the beat. And I'm gonna start right down to 13, okay? Just tap the beat, ready, and. I bracket my music like this, so you see where the big beats fall. Why this is important, look at the bottom of 13. Look where beat one is. So sopranos and basses, you've got the exact same rhythm. Tenors, you have your own unique rhythm. Altos, you have your own unique rhythm. So if you are just listening, most singers, what you do is, we sing it enough times where you memorize it. That's how most singers learn. You just sing it enough times where it's been crammed into your body, and we do the song. Okay? But that's really hard to do, bottom of 13, when people are moving at different times. So, we're going to do it again, and you're just going to count 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, depending, and I'm going to say the 13 in rhythm. Do you understand the task? Mm-hmm. Ready? You're just doing numbers, I'll do the alto part. Ready? Go.
River.
Two. With the piano part, please. Ready? And
river, just one, two,
yes, there's just
one river, just one.
Arise, my love,
arise.
you don't have that bottom foundation going on in your singing, it's really hard. Okay? Now, I don't expect you all of a sudden to kind of... What I hope your brain is going, especially if this is new to you, is like, oh, at least that kind of makes sense. So I just got to practice it a little bit. So we're going to reverse. You're going to speak. We're just going to do the sopranos and altos. You're going to sing your part. I'm going to count. Okay? And you're going to try and really look at the numbers as you count. Does that make sense? Okay? Just starting on river. Pitch, please. Top of 13, just the alto and soprano. Very downbeat. Ready? You're singing, I'm counting, you're playing voice parts, Emma. Ready? And. 1, 2, 3. 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, lost the counting was the top ones that really got off a long note. And why is that? Because it takes like stick-to-itness. You gotta count. Rise, two, one. But trust me, you, especially because the advantage you have over teaching this like to middle school or high school kids is you're fully formed brains. You can pick this up fairly quick if you just give it a little bit of time. Okay, can we do the bass and tenors, please? This is from very top of 13. It's all about rhythm. It's all about getting the rhythm right. River, I'll count, you sing. Ready, and.
River,
two, three. I might just put all the counts in the music, just give you foundation, because I just did a couple pages of it. There's, if you're just willing to base your singing on, your entrances were so good, once you just knew where, how long to hold the note, right? I mean, that makes a difference, doesn't it? What happens to your voice when you don't know how long to hold a note? So, excellent. Let's go all four parts together, please. Yeah.
On the top of page 11.
Yeah.
11? It's 9-8 on the bottom of 10. But it's 6-8 from starting from the first bar at the top of 11, and it's not marked, so it screwed me up when I was trying to count.
It's just a typo. The 6-8 should be at the beginning there.
Right. Right. For those of us who aren't really good at it.
No, the six eight should be at the beginning there. Okay. So can we take it from everyone top? Can we back up to the bottom of 12 just to connect this section? And there's just, I'll count, you sing. One, and two. This is the last measure and a half of page 12. And this is the idea. And there's just one, it's all unison. One and two and one, two.
And there's just one river.
Two. One, two, one, problem with the entrance of top 14 was pitch, not rhythm. And you just pick it up off the sopranos. Same note as the sopranos.
Russ, in your email, you mentioned 74, the tenors are singing in the lower.
Yeah, we're going to do that in 1 second.
Okay.
Yep. Get it? I want to do almost like the concert lead, everyone on that second soprano part. And then at the very end, we'll just, and I think Ben voice there because you're already up there and you're going to jump down. But that's the important part. That's the 2 or 3 beautiful on the high note. The real important part is that moving part. Does that make sense? So right now, voice lead means like how the composer like leads the voice to the lyrics. No, that's bad voice lead. You have to drop down because you're up there and
don't
drop down. But for now, just do it. Can we go back to page 11, please? Good job, everybody. Page 11. So again, even though I don't have the counting written in here for you, if you can just kind of get the same process in your mind, feel that 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, whatever the case may be, okay? Can we do the bass and the altos? No sopranos and tenors. You're coming on 2, 1, and 2.
And we'll gather at the river.
2, 3.
And one, 2, 3.
2.
Yes, we'll gather at the
2.
River.
1, 2. Good. Can we do so sopranos and tenors at the top of page 12? This is a little funky sopranos, but this is actually where we're going to do this. So we're not playing around just to kind of learn the part. At the top of 12, we'll pick up the last measure. You've got ra eyes my love, then one part holds, the other sopranos go on. You see that? You're not going to do the hell note. You're just going to do the echo twice. You're going to go all of it. Boom. Don't talk, please. Or at least I don't hear you. Rise my love, rise my love. We're just going to do the 2 again. Rise my love, rise my love. And just hold that note. And the thing that'll trip you up is, you know, this first one is, rise my love. Next one is, rise my love. Well, I guess it's in there. Felt different to me.
They're higher.
Yep. Make sense? So just the echo. Tenors, just at the very last note where you divide on measure 74, I guess it is, just sing the lower note. Arise, my love. The first sopranos are blasting away in the high note. Does that make sense? Just that one note. Okay? Most choirs, when they talk in rehearsal, it's really they're talking about important things. Even concor, even at professional level, you know, you do something, you turn to your neighbor, you like start talking about it, and it's just a major breach of protocol. It's a major breach of protocol. So don't talk when I'm trying to talk. First of all, I'm too ADHD to begin with, you know? And when I hear people talking around me, I'm like, I lose my train of thought, okay? So just, it's bad form to do that. Any choir director will tell you that. Okay, sopranos and tenors, Just One Love, bottom of 11. And count. You're coming on beat 2. I'm going to give you 1 and 2, just 1. Ready? Bottom of 11. And 1 and go. 3, 1, 2. 2, 1, and 2. Yeah, just the sopranos and tenors. One more time, please. And sopranos on that one, just do the top row, okay? One more time. 1 and.
Just one love.
Oh, my fault, I was in the wrong place. One more time. Ready? 1 and.
Just one love.
3, 1, 2.
Just one love.
1, 2. Up and two. Everybody, hey, now I've given you all the tools you need. Start with counting, And if you just think you have like bad ears and can't hear the part, listen to the strong people in the group. Don't just mindlessly say, listen. Listen, here we go, ready? Everyone, top of 11. Good job, everybody. Good job, good job. Top of 11. Oh. One and a two.
And we'll wander at the river.
Two. Three. Then you really want to start listening to how it echoes, like tenors and sopranos, if you just listen to bass and altos. And we'll gather at the ridge, just one love. You see how it all fits together, okay? Excellent. Tenors, I'm not quite sure. Measure 70? Oh, it might be 70 because the sopranos are hanging out on the C. So make sure you just go down step. It's E to D. Should be clashing against the sopranos. Ready? Same thing again. And we'll gather at the ridge, just one and up.
And we'll gather at the ridge, just
one. I swear to God, I taught my kids in high school how to read music, and no one ever thanked me for it, but they all were glad they did. You get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Learning how to do rhythms is never like, but honest to God, like, I get goosebumps. I don't mean that way, I just mean I get goosebumps. Like, I love the process. Rick Coffey, one of my mentors who conducted Concord for many years, was like, he almost was disappointed when it was concert time, because his favorite time was the 95%, 98% of time he spent in the process. The concert is just like dessert. It really is. It really is. So I really got goosebumps from you just trying to learn your stupid rhythms. Here we go. Page 11 again. Now try and make it more musical. Right now it's like, and it's done. One. River. I got the beat, Russ. All right. Ready? Top of 11. Two and a one and a.
And we'll gather at the river's
brink.
That beautiful river's brink.
Two.
Yes, we'll gather at the river.
Two. That's great, that's great, that's great. It's really starting to sort itself out. And it's much less painful than last week, so thank you. I guess I should define. Apparently it's painful only to me. But it was still painful. So can we do it again? And this time, Emma's going to play a little bit of the piano, which will make it a little bit harder, but make that foundation the rhythm. Don't change the rhythm. Same thing, Emma, top of 11, it's the piano part, and... One and up. That's it. So go on, son. Just she's gonna play the piano part. So now it's still one and two and piano part and one and up.
And we'll gather at the
two.
One river,
two,
river,
three,
just.
you're out of tune on the last note. So make sure you put a garble on the five. It's the third of the chord. Whenever you're on the third of the chord, you're doing the first. Not just the off thing. Whenever you're on the third of the chord. So put everyone up on the eyes. Okay? Can we go from the... Oh, the other thing I want to say for this piece, look at page 13 again. Now the next step you could... The first step is figuring out where those big beats are, right? The next step is, as you start looking like what is within your one, then you can start doing the math that breaks it up. Does that make sense? So like on the word one in the second measure, you can tell that's the whole second beat. It's only one note. The next on river, well, it's two syllables plus it's two notes. So you got to do the math, like which one's longer, which one's shorter, right? Look at beat two right before yes, there's. You got to see, okay, there's three organizations in there. There's the rest and then there's two notes. There's one, yes, there's just. Get it? So that'll be the next step. This song, we don't have time to kind of break that all down, but basically know where the big beats are and then just try and like figure out within the beat like how you, what's the math to break the notes down where they make sense, okay? Let's just do the whole thing. I'll count the Dickens out of this and you do the best you can. Okay? So why don't we stand, please? Very beginning of the demo, one, two.
One river.
make yet. We're not making music yet, but well done. Bravo. Put it away. Michelle Mabel. Great job, everybody. Thank you. Or Oceans and Stars. Michelle Summers. Oceans and Stars.
We're going to start on page 8. And I would highly recommend anyone going through that last song and like putting in 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. I consider myself a pretty good reader, and sometimes you're like, at the end of a measure, you're like, oh, is that a 3 or is that a 2? Like, do I go on or do I not? So having those numbers in there, and just reiterate what Russ said. If it says 9, 8, that's a 3, right? That's a 2. Okay. But it helped me, so. And you're just not always like, you have so many things to look at the changing time signature all the time. Okay, so page 8. So let's start with the bass and tenor. Just take a minute to look at the bottom of page 8 and that rhythm on, let's just say page 8, bass and tenor, right? About live, you will live, ready, and go.
Live, you will live.
Live, you will live.
Live, you will live.
Off.
top of page 8, just say it. From grow, last measure, ready? And.
Grow, you will grow. Oh, 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 you will sing. You will flow.
One more time, top of page 8, last measure, ready? And. So you who will flow. It's weird. It's a weird arrangement of the words on the name of the poem. All right. So let's just have ladies sing it from the top, page 8. So the guys go. The guys go. Live, you will live. Add the altos.
right, one more time right there. And we're going to slow that down on stories too. Ready? Now you see where that comma is coming up after the word oceans? That's going to be a big break. Okay, here we go.
Stories of oceans.
Okay, I'll say it again.
That could not have been worse.
Alright, so that comma and mark it.
Love
otherwise
you.
You're going to have a solo.
Love you guys.
That's the kind of solo you want. So it's going to be stories of oceans. And then I'll give you A stars, alright? Alright, they tell us stories. Top page 11.
Promise you won't be gone long.
Come in here and rock music, right? But I mean, if we give a little bit of time to the foundations of it, we'll be able to pick things up faster, and then that's good. And one other thing, in Michelle's piece, it's easier for me to think about this when I'm back there as opposed to conducting. That's a great song where you need to really know the counting because you're holding notes for a long time. Let's say you're holding a note for 7 beats. In your brain, you gotta be going 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, off. And every one of those notes need to be tune, higher, off. And every one of those notes needs to be beautiful vowel, off, right? I think a lot of when you get to those notes, you just hang out and the pitch just sags. The pitch is going to sag, okay? In general, singers, unless you're pushing the sound, then it'll sharp a little bit. But in general, the human voice is going to sag because you're not getting enough support. In general, so and these long sustained songs just really keep thinking you're counting. And again, I sang this piece Saturday in Stanford, and I don't think there's an entrance. You know, it's funny, in the middle of the concert, I was telling Michelle afterwards, in the middle of the concert, you're singing this piece, this moving piece of music about gun violence in our schools, and you're just being very moved. And at the end of every section, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, T, because I got to count to make sure I know where that T goes. And in a professional choir, a lot of times you're putting the T on the end of 1, 2, 3, T. And it's harder, right? So, I mean, I count every entrance. In my mind, one time I was thinking about you guys in the middle of the concert, I was like, oh, see, I do count. So I have to tell them the story. You know, so counting just is part of being a musician. It's part of being a musician, okay? So, anyways, about this piece, first off, I don't know if you know the Randall Thompson version of this, but if you don't, just check it out. This is a piece by Z. Randall Stroop, arrangement of Frost's The Pasture, but it's one of my favorite poems. And one of the reasons I think it's such a moving poem to me is, to me, I don't know a poem that epitomizes that moment when you like somebody and you really want to tell them, but you're too nervous to tell them, and you're very shy about it, and it's very tender, and he likes her, and he likes, and they, the, you know, it's there, but you just, you haven't said anything yet. And so the first verse, I'm going out, she says, in this case, I'm going out to clean the pasture spring. I shan't be long. I'll only stop to rake the leaves away. I shan't be long. And watch the water clear I may. And watch the water clear I may. I may, I may. I shan't be gone long. I shan't be gone long. You come too.
Yeah.
She
oh, yeah.
so wants him to go, but she doesn't want to say, I like you, can you come hang out with me? So she says, I'm going out, you can come too. And the way I take it this way is because this setting of the pasture, or Randall Thompson setting the pasture, same exact thing, it's just very tender and very like puppy love kind of thing. Second verse, the guy goes, I'm going out to fetch the little calf. Much more butch, right? I shan't be gone. This is on page 5. The calf that's by the mother, I shan't be long. It is so young, this calf, and this is one of the most beautiful lyrics. The calf's so young, it touches when she licks it with her tongue, and the mother just touches the calf, the calf totters. It's such a delicate lyric. I shan't be gone long, I shan't be gone long, you come too. I shan't be gone long, now they say it together, I shan't be gone long, you come too. Piano part, you come too. And it's so tender. I love it. So, anyways, going to the little count thing we're doing here. This is the little handout you have. The tenors and basses are at measure 49. That's where we're going to start. And you're going to just listen. Everyone, let's do it this way. Everyone do the same exact thing. You're just going to listen. Emma's going to play the piano part, and I'm just going to do the counts. So just get a feel for the beat. We're in 4-4 time. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ladies, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get the idea? Now this time you're going to do the counts, I'm going to speak the words, right? Now I'm kind of spoon feeding you because I want to really give you a foundation on how this works, okay? So let's just, actually just try, ladies, why don't you try and sing it tenors and basses, and see, yeah, let's just sing it. Tenors and basses, sing it, I'll do the counts, okay? And the ladies come in when it's your turn. Sopranos, you divide, last note on page is 6. The first note takes seven. So give it a brave attempt and then we'll fix it. Okay? 1. Cool? Sorry, my fault. Measure 49.
Okay.
I wasn't good. Measure 49, roll.
45.
49. 1, 2, gentlemen, start. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. comma, circle that comma. Good. Okay, so can we do the sopranos last measure on page 6? So sopranos, your jumping off note is you land on the B natural on the word shan't. Second sopranos, you just stay on that note. And then first sopranos, you just go up a third. Okay, just the voice parts, Emma, and sopranos, and. Pretty good. Now own it. Now make it beautiful. Make it beautiful like this girl who's really wants to have this boy or this in this relationship come along with them, right? Okay, here we go. Ready? And 3, 4. And then got the pitch up in your head. And that's a perfect, that, you, so it needs a lot of E and a lot of oo, otherwise it's going to get caught. Ready? Sing the U.
You.
Ooh, almost, 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 almost. Get rid of all the maturity. Just make it real oo and make sure you have a lot of E in it. Ready? And.
You.
Is that a pitch? See how low you are? Ready? Again?
Yeah.
Good. So just make sure you lift that up, lift that up. And now that's going to be eventually harder for you because it's an awkward spot. Make sure you think of pitch way ahead of time. Okay? Can we do everyone from I Shan't Be Gone? This is the last measure on page 6. Last measure on page 6. Big crescendo holding back until you get I Shan't Be Gone long. Right? Really safe for that. Ready? Two with the piano part, 3, 4.
I shall be gone.
Got that pitch in your head, altos? One. Yeah, when you go down. Like this pure sound. Okay, back it up please to middle page 6, measure 49 again with the piano part, Emma. So this is written in, Z. Randall Stroop writes all this stuff in what I would call a neo-romantic style. So romantic, like think 18th century, think Schubert, think Brahms, whatever you want to think about, but very passionate. He's a 20th century composer, that's why I say neo-romantic. He's not a romantic composer. What does that mean is lots of crescendo de crescendo. When a piece is romantic, lots of legato. Lots of just heart-loving, this kind of singing, as opposed to very Mozart-y, analytical, okay? See if you can get that. Okay.
I shan't be gone. 2, 3. I shan't be gone.
Back down to the B basses. I shan't be gone long. I'm not. I shan't. It's I shan't be gone long. I'm. E major. Makes sense. So do, re, mi, mi, re, go. Ready? Besides, that's perfect. 3 and.
I shan't be gone.
You are the tenors. Nice job, man. Nice job. That was awesome. Boy, did you sing? Did we sing that part? No. And you didn't even have Chris singing over there, man. Did you hear that? Whoa.
Okay, weird.
Okay, one more time. Bass sounds better. Two, three, and.
I shan't be gone long. I shan't be gone long.
One.
You now do.
I shan't.
goes on B. I shan't be gone. Okay? We gotta move on for now, but that sounds really good. Can we go back to the ladies' verse, very beginning? So if you look at my music here, I've got 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 2, 3, and. So if the counting's got 8 notes, it's gonna seem a little different. I'll do the counts, you sing, okay? I'll do the counts, you sing, okay? 1, 2, ready, late. 1, 2, 8, 3, and 4, and 1, and 2, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and. And alto 16 is what you're counting, right? Because there's rests. Ready, 16, on the word may, ready, and. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. So 2 should be a rest. 2 should be a rest. Ready, again. 2, 3, 1, 2. A vowels right up here. A. Going on, ladies, going on. Ready? I think what happens here, it doesn't divide into three, it just divides into two. Ready? And. This song is going to be as slow as I think you could achieve success on. Does that make sense? I want it to be slow, but it just needs to really be connected. I'm going out to clean the pasture. One, and piano part, Emma, please. Ready, late.
I'm going out to clean the pasture. Three.
And one.
Two.
voice parts, please. Three and four and.
One calf that's standing by the mother, I shan't be long.
Two and three and four and.
It is so young, it is so young, a daughter.
Stop. Totters when she licks it with one and two e and a three. Totters when she licks it with her tongue. That's the rhythm right there. And
totters when she licks it with her tongue.
Everyone going on? Yeah.
The turs is not downbeat of the 60
songs? Ta. Oh, you're right. One. Totter. Oh, no, I think that's a misprint. My memory is. Let me think again.
Yeah, okay. It seemed awkward, but
yeah, yeah.
It seemed,
the turs goes on the second 16th.
Yeah, the turs goes on. It
lines up with the first, but
it goes with the second one.
Okay.
That's what the rhythm is. Ta turs when she lit. Yeah, it's just weird. It kind of almost is there if you really want to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's in between. Hey, you know what? Let's put that away. We'll finish that up next week, okay? Good work on it, though. Good work on it, though. Okay, and let's just end with going back to on Springfield Mountain. Up we go, let's just sing to it. End with some singing. And go home. Yeah, stand up, please. Good job, everybody. Thank you. Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a ting ting a ring ting a ting a ding a day. On Springfield Mountain, they did dwell in the toe. Let's try and get it just for fun.
It'll be funny for somebody.
How you sing faster? Shut up!
What?
Good Lord. Thanks, Lord. Hey, how you sing faster is front of your mouth. And spring, if you try to sing, like, the more you use the fat part of your tongue, the harder it is to go fast. So you really gotta gee. On Springfield Mountain, they did dwell with the ting, ting, a ting, ring, a ting, a ton, a tape. On Springfield Mountain, they did dwell, tip a toe. Just gotta get it out. Teeting, not an A. Sorry, I didn't have the memories. Tee, ting, a tim, ring, a teeting, not an A. Teeting, not an A. If you try and move your mouth a lot or your big fat tongue, you're never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. Let's try. See if you can do it. Sing lighter. One and two and ready and.
Bring it to another day, and with the glowy day, that's it, that's it.
Oh, yeah.